Investment flash.
Bitcoin's knocking on 65,000, buddy. Inflation's cooling, but I'm getting whiplash from the Fed.
It's Wednesday, July 15th, the New York edition. I'm Marie with Tom and Gerald. And Tom, whiplash is right. The CPI print crushed rate hike expectations, and now Warsh wants to tighten. Which one do we believe?
Honestly, Marie, I believe the bond market. And the bond market is short duration, long dollar, and very, very twitchy.
All right, but let's start where the energy is, crypto. Bitcoin ripping towards 65,000 because rate hike odds just collapsed from 43% to 13%. CoinDesk says it's the inflation print. Coin is still down 64% from its high, so there's room.
Hold on, Tom. Coin trades at 33 times forward earnings. That's not room. That's a valuation that needs everything to go right. If Warsh retightens, volume dries up.
No, but that's exactly my point. Warsh talk is campaign rhetoric. He's not even confirmed. The CPI trend is real. Coin's a call option on crypto adoption. And 65,000 Bitcoin is the headline that brings retail back.
Tom, you're chasing a narrative. Coin's not a call option. It's a 33 multiple on a cyclical exchange. I'd rather play the macro, long TBT, short TLT. Warsh's speech sent the ultra-long bond short up 5.4% year-to-date, and that was before the CPI.
Yeah, look, Gerald's right about the macro. The Warsh pledge, regime change to kill inflation, that's not just talk. The dollar index is at new highs, gold's down nearly 8%, and TLT is wobbling 2% above its low. The market's pricing a hawk.
Okay, sure, but did you actually look at the... Wait, Gerald, yesterday you said buy EM bonds, and now you're long dollar? Which is it?
Fair enough. Yesterday's call was pre-Warsh tape bomb. Today, I'm watching the BOJ independent story Nikkei Asia ran. Japanese long yield risk is leaking into global bonds. TLT could crack further. The EM bond trade is under review.
See, Gerald, this is what I mean. The dollar is the missing story. FXI is down 16%. INDA down 10.7%. Nobody's connecting the dots to EM carry trade stress. A dollar rip from here could spark a sell-off that catches everyone offside.
That's a barbell I can get behind. Short long-duration bonds via TBT and lean into the real economy build-out. AI infrastructure, maybe energy, but not retail crypto.
Speaking of real economy, Foxconn's fully automated lines are pumping out one server tray per minute for NVIDIA's Vera Rubin. Nikkei Asia says Taiwanese companies are using AI to build AI servers. This is the self-reinforcing loop, buddy.
Right, and NVIDIA's also teaming up with Mitsubishi Heavy on data center cooling. Nikkei Asia again, that's two sources flagging the same infrastructure acceleration. NVDA is still 11% below its high.
I'm going to push back here. 11% below a high that was priced for perfection isn't cheap, but the physical build-out is undeniable. Foxconn and Mitsubishi Heavy are tangible beneficiaries. 2317 and 7011 are buys.
Exactly. The supply bottleneck is easing. That's bullish for the whole AI stock. NVIDIA, Foxconn, Mitsubishi Heavy, it's all one trade.
All right. But the market hasn't moved on 24% earnings growth in 2 months. Santoli at CNBC frames it as a sell the news. Good news is priced, bad news isn't. That's a warning.
Yes, that's the disconnect. The S&P 500 is within 1% of its all-time high, and yet no rally on blockbuster earnings expectations. Perfection is already in the price. I'm skeptical of adding broad beta here.
So you're saying we just sit on our hands while AI factories literally built themselves? That's a tough sell, Marie.
Tom, you can buy the factories, not the index. That's the stock picker's market. Which brings me to refiners. Valero up 79% year to date. Marathon up 80%. WSJ says they're minting money, but they're at all-time highs.
No way! Refiners are profit machines right now. Geopolitical crack spreads are wide open. But okay, I'll hold VLO and MPC, not Chase.
The easy money's been made.
Look, I'll take that discipline. But Gerald, what about that China chips IPO? CXMT is raising $8.5 to $10 billion, the largest Chinese listing since 2010.
Nikkei Asia and the Financial Times both highlighted this is a state-backed push for semiconductor self-sufficiency. FXI is down 16% year-to-date, near multi-year lows. A catalyst? Maybe. But a re-rating won't be linear.
Buddy, that's exactly when you buy China. Sentiment is rock bottom, and here comes a $10 billion tech IPO. SMIC, too, the national champion foundry. I'm buying FXI and 0981.
I'm going to push back. The dollar headwind is fierce for EM. FXI might get an IPO bounce, but the structural story is still regulatory opacity and geopolitical risk. I'd rather play the AI infrastructure in Taiwan than mainland China.
Fair point. But the conviction behind the CXMT deal is real. It'll force global investors to reassess China tech. Still, I'd size small.
All right, let's talk Japan autos. Nikkei Asia warns they have to spend big on software now. Toyota's down almost 20% year-to-date. Gerald, your value radar must be pinging.
Toyota at 11 times forward earnings does look interesting, but a fresh CapEx cycle on software, that's a margin headwind. I'm holding TM and HMC, not buying more until we see how much they have to spend.
And don't forget the BOJ independence risk. That could steepen the U.S. curve and hit Japanese equities. EWJ has rallied 14% year-to-date, so the risk isn't priced in. I'd hold EWJ, not buy more.
Okay, last signal group, AI agentic payments. Visa, MasterCard, Ripple backing X402 standard. CoinDesk says it's settling $24 million across 75 million transactions a month. Baby numbers, but big names.
Right, so it's a long-dated optionality play. Visa trades near its 52-week high at 24 times earnings. No near-term revenue impact. Hold V and MA. Don't buy. Same for XRP. Still 54% below its high with unproven adoption.
And I'll add, this is exactly the kind of thing that gets overhyped. AI payments sounds great until you realize it's a protocol that might take years. I'm holding, not chasing.
Speaking of chasing, Airtel Africa is lining up bankers for a $1.5 billion London IPO of its mobile money unit. FT Companies notes it'd boost the UK's depressed markets. The stocks popped 7.5% in a week on the leak.
Buy AAFL. It's still down 4.4% year-to-date. A mobile money spinoff could crystallize value. It's a rare fintech catalyst in a beaten-down name.
I'm on board with that. And it could lift EM digital stories broadly. Inda is down nearly 11% year-to-date, so there's a tangential play. But the India bet is more macro, so I'd size smaller.
All right, we've got a lot of signals, but the convergence is clear. Real economy investment is accelerating. AI infrastructure, refining, maybe China chips, while the bond market prices hawkish risk. The barbell, short, long duration bonds, long physical assets.
Right. TBT for the higher rates trade, NVDA and Foxconn for the AI buildout, and VLO and MPC for energy profits. That's the cross-cutting expression.
But here's the counter-argument. Warsh is talking his book. If inflation keeps cooling, he won't even get the chance to tighten. TBT is crowded, and VLO is up 79%. A dovish follow-through could be violent.
That's why position size is everything. And I'll repeat, the dollar is the sleeper. UUP up 5% year-to-date, new highs, and no one is pricing EM pain. That's the next shoe.
So we're agreed on the barbell, but we're watching the dollar and sizing cautiously. Not bad for a Wednesday morning.
One more thing. Yesterday, we bought US Oil Fund. Given the refiner surge, that was well-timed. Up another couple percent.
For real? Beautiful. That trade's working. And SoftBank too. AI infrastructure tailwind.
Don't get cocky, Tom. As always, none of this is investment advice. These are our takes. You do your own due diligence.
All right.
If you're just finding us, hit follow on Spotify or check investmentflash.com for the full digest with charts and sources. Tomorrow's London edition at 7:30 a.m. London time. We'll see what overnight moves bring.
I'm Marie.
And Tom. Keep it flashy.